Hello, hello. Welcome to Brooke Talks America, where we discuss politics and culture from an unapologetically conservative perspective each and every time, without fail. Never going to stop doing it. So before I, you know, there's so much going on. Before I get into something that I really want to talk about, which is Fauci, the disgusting demon dwarf Fauci. You know, I've written articles about that. Make sure to check them out on my website, brooktalksamerica.com, along with all my other articles, what he did with the dogs. I do want to start on a positive note before we get into some of that stuff. Our Surgeon General of Florida, Dr. Latipal. Unbelievable, this guy. He's driving the left completely crazy. Of course, we need to talk about our amazing governor, Ron DeSantis, who Jesse Kelly calls Heavy D. I love that. He's amazing. What he's doing with, he came out and talked about telling the shipping industry to come and they can report in Florida because they're deliberately keeping those ships off the coast of California. Why? First, and by the way, New York. Two reasons, I believe. One is that they're paying people not to work still in those states. It's, I'm sorry, liberals are psychotic, demented. I really don't understand. They keep voting for this. I think they probably, you know, they might have stole the recall. I don't know. They might have just voted for him because they hate Larry Elder or something. I don't know what the situation is. But these people are really retarded. They're literally stupid and demented. And they're voting for their own self-destruction, okay? Billions and billions of dollars off the coast of your state. What are you doing? So they're paying people not to work. Also, we have a trucking shortage. One of the reasons they have that is because they're paying people not to work. When you pay people not to work, guess what you get? Oh, yeah, people not working. Right? Truckers could make so much money. I know a trucker, our friend BBW. He can make probably $250,000 this year driving a truck across the country. And also I wrote a really great article, Truckers Deserve Our Amazing Respect, because why? You wouldn't get anything that you have without a trucker. Whether they ship it, whether they put it on the train, how do you get it? A trucker brings it to the location where they distribute it from there. So thank God for our truckers, right? But in California and New York, they're paying people not to work. And guess what happens? They don't work. But having said that, Florida, we're not paying people not to work, okay? We're not doing the madness anymore. So people have to work. And he has come out and said, hey, bring your ships to Florida. Jacksport, we can handle it all over the state. We work 24/7. So, hey, bring that business here. Bring that economy here. And say, no, 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 here instead of California. So that's one thing. But Latipo, he is freaking the Dems out. Of course, they're, you know, he's black. And so you can't have anybody that's black conservative or black on the right in any form because you're automatically going to destroy them. But he said, no, no, no. We're not doing Fauciism. We're not doing the fear and the Fauciism. We're doing freedom. We're doing real science, actual science. And he's come out and said, you don't need the mask. Children don't need the mask. Oh, and by the way, children don't need the jab either. And so that's what DeSantis is working on. Unfortunately, the Republican Party of Florida, the legislature, is fighting him on that. So you know what we're going to do here, which we've done the whole entire time? We're going to call them out. Okay, Wilt Simpson, okay, Chris Sprawls, not going to do it. Not on our watch, buddies. Sorry. We're going for freedom here, okay? No jab mandate. I don't care if you're bought and paid for by the pharma. Not going to happen, okay? We will call you out. Thank God for Sabatini. He's one of the only ones that's calling people out. That's why they kicked him off committee. So anyway, so Latipo is amazing, talking about we're going to follow the actual science. He doesn't back down. DeSantis doesn't back down. And I just want to remind everybody, we need to pray for our amazing, beautiful First Lady, Casey DeSantis, a beautiful young mother of three small children who has devastatingly been diagnosed with breast cancer. I don't know, you know, the details of it or anything, but DeSantis did, Governor DeSantis did come out with a great tweet this week talking about how she's tough as hell and, you know, thank you for all your prayers. But it's very serious and, you know, it's just devastating. It'd be devastating for anybody, but a young mother of three. And needless to say, of course, the left came out with all their gruesome hatred because they're disgusting people. But I, you know, so having said that, we support Dr. Latipal, we just support our governor and our amazing First Lady, their whole family, and both of their families. I mean, the hatred that Latipal's getting, I'm sure, is, you know, is par and par for the course. So we love them. We love what they're doing. We love what they're representing for the rest of the country. Florida loves freedom. We support actual intelligent science. Putting masks on children is not science. It's disgusting. It's abusive. It's child abuse. And anybody that supports that should be arrested for child abuse. Yeah, I said it. And if you want to jab the kids, absolutely not. Not on our watch. They've come out with the authorization for that. So that might be the cause for the war because the parents aren't having that. Only the white liberal idiots support that. So we'll see what happens from there. But with Fauci. Okay, so I wrote a great article about him. Again, go to my website. And I said, Fauci, forgetmo. And this was just for the pandemic. Okay, the emails came out. I mean, this guy has nine lives. I'm amazed, honestly. I'm amazed how he has gotten away with staying on the air. They still put him on the air. But a few months ago, it came out, you know, and it was on, Tucker talked about it, and a few, you know, the mainstream media is not going to talk about that, but Tucker talked about it. And so it got, you know, and a bunch of websites, obviously on the right, came out with it about his gruesome treatment of dogs and the experiment that he did. I'm not going to get into it. And I know the sort of basis, you know, the barest details of it, because I can't stomach that kind of atrocity. It hurts my heart. It hurts my soul. It hurts my psyche. So I know about it, but you know, you're going to have to look at it on your own. But what he did with dogs. So they talked about it a few months ago. So it's been out there for a while. But for some reason or another, and I find this very interesting, it's coming up again. And one of the reasons, so you have to go look in it, you know, on exactly what it is, what he did with the beagles. And, you know, unfortunately, all throughout the university system, our taxpayer money, our dollars, are paying for some really gruesome experiments. But so he did these gruesome experiments on dogs. Here's the thing, though. He also did really gruesome experiments on fetuses, right? Late term. They always want late term. You have to understand. Okay, I know I'm going to be all over the place, but I don't care. The late term, the reason they want late term fetuses, right? First of all, it's big money, right? For Planned Parenthood and for the people that sell the baby body parts. You know, there was David, I forget his name. He did a great undercover experiment, you know, a segment on that. And he got arrested, of course, because that's how it works, on them selling. It's illegal to sell baby body parts in general, but they want the late term because it gets them more money. And because, think about it. So the late term is a full term baby, right? The later a term, the closer it looks to a baby, the closer it, you know, psychically, it looks like a baby, right? And any white liberal would demand that all the doctors in the NICU would be taking care of their baby if that was what happened, they had chosen to keep it. It's disgusting. That's what they were doing. And that's part of what Fauci was doing. So he was doing it on babies, right? And dogs. Now, this came out a few months ago on both of the issues, and Tucker talked about it. I think he was probably one of the only mainstream, you know, media on television that actually talked about it. But it's coming up again, and you have to wonder. Like I said, many times I thought that with the stuff that came out with his emails, they were going to dump Fauci. I was sure that they were going to dump Fauci a few months ago, but they didn't, and he has survived, you know, and they keep having him on. Why? Because he's the anti-Trump. He's the Pope of the godless left, so they keep him on. Here's the thing. First of all, it's coming up again, okay, and it's getting a lot more traction. Here's white liberals, they may love Fauci. So here's the thing about coronavirus. White liberals are godless. Coronavirus is the religion for the white liberal. The masks and the jab are their sacraments, and Fauci is their Pope. 100%. Remember the sick and twisted videos? They got the Fauci tattoo. They have Fauci candles. They have this weird vax. You know, the Hochul in New York has a necklace. And she talked about God, and God brought the vaccine. Oh, and by the way, if God brought the vaccine, he brought it to Trump. But that aside, you know, Trump needs to stop hugging up on this vaccine. But I know why he does it. Anyways, so the creepy, you know, God has the vaccine, and you need to be in my apostles. That's what Hochul said in New York, right? But it's a creepy religion, and Fauci is their pope. But you know what white liberals love too? They love their dogs. So this, and by the way, PETA, even though PETA's a total joke because they kill, you know, 95% of their rescues, they talk about it. They're silent now. I haven't seen anything from PETA. White liberals love Fluffy. They make out with Fluffy. They like tongue kiss Fluffy. It's disgusting. But they do love their Fluffy. And every white liberal in New York City has a Fluffy. So when you know that your Pope has been doing these gruesome, disgusting torture experiments on dogs, the sweet little beagles, it's just we got to stop that in the university system. I hope that this does that might change the calculus. Plus the NIH has been coming out against Fauci. Now I never trust anything on the surface with these people because they always have an agenda. Why would they be going out on Fauci? Why would the emails have leaked in the first place? Why are they going after Fauci now? Is Fauci the fall guy for who and for what? Okay, so that's, I don't understand what's going on in the background, but hey, listen, if we get Fauci out, Daszak was dumped, Collins resigned, you know, I don't anticipate any of these people are going to get prosecuted, but hey, who knows? But anyways, so if the best that you can do is get this demon dwarf out, that'll be enough, because that's bigger than what happens in most times. Remember, McCabe, so they just, on a separate note, they destroyed General Flynn, right? But they've reinstituted all of McCabe's benefits. So that's how the system works to protect its own. So I'll be very interested to see what happens with Fauci. But like I said, liberals love their doggos. So finding out that Fauci is doing this, this may hopefully be the catalyst. All the other stuff should have been the catalyst, right? Knowing that he's funding gain of function in Wuhan should have been the catalyst. The emails showing that he knew, right? So all the white liberals in blue states who couldn't, you know, go to their parents' funerals, who had to watch their parents be, you know, stuck away in those nursing homes and die, that wasn't enough for them. It wasn't enough to find out that he was doing gain of function. It wasn't enough for them to find out that he was doing gruesome experiments on full-term baby, you know, that they aborted and kept alive as long as possible, and were probably harvesting live baby organs like they do in China, which they also love. Maybe the dogs will be the thing. Who knows? I hope so. But it just goes to show you that the left is pretty demonic for what they support. And this guy Fauci, what I really hope too, so they love Fauci originally because he was involved with the AIDS situation. Here's the thing. There's also very suspicious stuff about that. Not so saintly Fauci about that. So maybe who also loves the dogs is gay people, the queers. They call themselves queers. I'm calling them queers too. They love their dogs too. So maybe this will be the thing. But I hope someone actually investigates that, because as I've played on the show before, one of the scientists who worked with him totally destroyed him and called him a total fraud. So who knows? The illegal alien invasion goes on unabated. I played clips before on Creepy Joe talking about that. That's what they want. Okay, so only the people that vote for Democrats, 85% to 95%. The two groups that can stop that, only two groups, because they don't care what white people say. Black people vote for Democrats, 85% to 95%. You got to make some noise about it. You got to tell them, you know, WTF, we're not going for this. We're not going to vote for you. And by the way, millions of Hispanics are the ones that are along the border, and that's where they send the illegals to their neighborhoods. So y'all need to get out there. Again, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so start squeaking. But this illegal alien caravan, oh, and we found out also, you know, we talked about this on the show as well, the unvetted Afghan refugees coming here, one of them raped an active duty Air Force female, I can't remember where it was, right? And another one, there was an 18-year-old girl who was raped by an Afghan. Particularly, for some reason or another, it's Afghan refugees. It's a lot of illegal migrants from all over Europe. Syria, they had a problem. In Sweden, they had a problem. But in Europe, they had a problem specifically with Afghan refugees. It's in their culture. Okay, so they had a new an 18-year-old girl that was raped. I don't know, you know, maybe the liberals don't care if it's white girls getting raped. I don't know what it was, the situation, but this is, you know, this has to stop. This is happening all over the place. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you listen to this show and you're a Democrat, I don't anticipate many do, but those are the, we need to call Democrats, right? Not just Republicans. We seem to think if you call Republicans, no. You need to call Democrats and say that you're not for this, even if you have to psyop them and lie and say that you're a Democrat, right? One of the things that is going on unabated is the F Joe Biden chance. I'm sorry. New Coke versus old Coke. I like the original. They're doing the Let's Go Brandon. I like the original, so keep up the original. But they did this Let's Go Brandon thing, right? And so I get it, whatever. You know, I know that it's from the NASCAR thing. But Bryson, who's a rapper, Bryson Gray, I think that's Gray. Yeah, he's a rapper, and he made a version of it. He's a clean rapper. I mean, he doesn't cuss or anything like that. And I don't mean clean like Biden said about Obama. You know, this guy's... you know, he doesn't have any cuss words, but YouTube, he made a video and made a song. He's a good rapper. I like him a lot. And we need to support, you know, rappers on the right, okay? And I actually love Burden's F. Joe Biden the best. That's just me. But so Bryson made a version of Let's Go Brandon, and you know, it did really well. And by the way, it has passed Adele's song on iTunes, which is awesome. Why? Because these people are so stupid that they create the controversy. They took his version down. And so what happened is that people wanted to hear it more. That's what the left always does. They did it with Unplanned, the movie. Twitter tried to shut it down. What did they do? They just brought more attention to it and blew it up more than it otherwise would have. That's what they did to Bryson's version. And so now it's past Adele, but they're trying to shut down anybody that says anything about the system, particularly the left. But over and over again, you know, it just goes to show, you try to shut them down, and either the people that support them and that are rebellious, because, you know, America's still a very rebellious nature country, right? We have a rebellious spirit. That's how we started in the first place. So fine, you're making Bryson bigger than he would have otherwise been. Chappelle has come out and said, they tried, you know, all the trannies are out there. Oh, we got to get rid of Chappelle, his new show. Look, I think Chappelle is not very good nowadays. He kind of goes off, you know, the last special where he talked about St. George Floyd was not funny, but whatever, you know. And he went after Candace Owens and he talked some smack about her. But, you know, he's a big cultural figure. You can't cancel this guy. So the trannies are out there saying, oh, well, we need to cancel his show. So guess what Chappelle did? All right, you cancel my show, Netflix. Guess what we're going to do? So the little trannies, the squeaky wheels, because he said what? Okay, because you can't say anything about the tranny mafia, the alphabet mafia. He came out and said, oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, men are women. I mean, a man can't be women. Men are men and women are women. Gender is actually, he was talking about, oh my God, what is her name? The girl who wrote the Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, right? And how they went after her for saying that, talking about actual gender. So they loved her until they canceled her because they talked about gender, because the tranny mafia runs the world. You can't say anything about the tranny mafia, right? Because they will cancel you. And they're squeaky. Our side's not so squeaky. Their side's very squeaky, and they have a lot of power. I don't really know why, because they're like a scintilla of the entire population. But hey, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that's what happens. So he said, oh, really? You don't like it? Guess what I'm going to do? Netflix, if you cancel my show, which, you know, very less people are going to watch, I'm going to do a tour. So I'm going to bring my show all over the country. So take that, trannies. So you trannies need to shut up, okay? Stop going so crazy over every stupid little thing that gets you all riled up, and just be quiet. You would have made it much less effective and much less of an issue if you had just shut your damn mouths, okay? Nobody cares about your little upsets. Men cannot be women. I don't care if you cut everything off and replace it with something else. You can't be women. You can't give birth, no matter what the crazy insane left says. gender is real. Men are men and women are women. The only people that are not is hermaphrodites. And they are like, I'm looking at my fingernail, they can fit in there. Okay, that's the amount of hermaphrodites that are out there. So stop with your nonsense. You're just going to be making the issues that you are complaining about bigger. And guess what's going to happen? Our side, and even people that are not political, this is what you're doing. You're creating people who are not political to be political. You're creating a resistance that of people that don't care about this stuff to care about this stuff and to fight against it. Okay, so keep it up. I'm all with it because I say, look, as much as you go and do that, you know, you're just going to create more people on my side. And even if they're not on my side. So there's a guy named Royce White, right? He goes on War Room. He's really good. He's kind of a racist, I think, some of the stuff that he said. I don't think he's exactly on my side as far as being a conservative. He supports Black Lives Matter. He thinks St. George Floyd was actually murdered. He was not murdered. He died. I'm not going to get into that. I've talked about that a lot before. How he died, he was not murdered. Okay? He died from a fentanyl overdose. Yes, he died in the process of that, right? But he was not murdered by Derek Chauvin. Do I care about Derek Chauvin? No. Do I care about St. George Floyd? No. And by the way, I don't identify with killers, I mean with junkies and criminals, just because they share my skin color, right? I don't understand what this fascination is, you know, and I talked about it on Ron Edwards' show on Friday. What this fascination is with identifying with junkies and criminals just because they share your skin color. No, 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 you should identify with Ben Carson, not a junkie criminal, just because he shares your same skin color. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is all of this craziness. So Royce White is on War Room Pandemic. That is a coalition. That is an action. Why? Because first of all, Bannon is so smart. He's really brilliant, but he has a lot of people on there. You know, I had the AMC Marine on talking about the AMC and the GameStop and all the ape army and everything like that. There are a lot of people in the ape army that don't they don't love Trump. They're not necessarily on the right. But Bannon has all these people on and he is creating a coalition, which I think is really going to turn out to be the 99%, because that's really what, it's not race, it's class. You know, we've talked about it before. It's all these different groups of different people who have some issues that they can align with. So, you know, back to Royce White. He probably supports BLM, right? He thinks St. George Floyd was murdered, but he also is against the jab. He is Christian. He's against BLM. He's talking about the Wuhan flu and how, you know, China was involved and everything like that. So he automatically gets marginalized as a black guy who's talking about any of this stuff. So where does he go? He can go on War Room. Where do the Ape Army, who may be part of the 99%, the Occupy Wall Street, don't necessarily like Trump, but are against the hedge funds? That is a coalition. These are all groups from the coalition that are joining together. At some point, hopefully Chappelle will realize, even though I think he's racist as hell too, but even though he is racist against probably people like me, he talks a lot of smack about white people and stuff, we're the only ones that are supporting his right to speak freely. Trump supporters, conservatives, white conservatives, okay? The black left is not supporting him. They're going after him for all various and sundry things. They support the tranny. They support the leftist agenda, which supports the tranny mafia. So they're not going to support Chappelle. Some people have come out. Another issue that is along the lines of that is Kyrie Irving. Is these black, like NFL, NBA players or NFL. I don't know if there are people in the NFL, but I know that there are several in the NBA. Well, I shouldn't say several, but a few that are out and outspoken about it. Kyrie Irving, there's another guy, I forget his name. He was first in line with this. And you have Nicki Minaj, right? So all these people have been marginalized. These are black people that are pretty much, I think Kyrie Irving supports BLM. I don't support BLM. I don't agree with him on that, but I agree with him on the jab. Okay? So I'm a white conservative who vehemently opposes BLM. He supported BLM, but we don't support the jab together, right? So you have the other NBA players who are willing to take it, you know, willing to lose their jobs, potentially, right? Black players who would otherwise be supported by the left until they say they don't support their job. So what's happening with Kyrie Irving is that all these players, all these people went to, first of all, he's sitting out. He's not going to play because the NBA is trying to force him to get the jab like they forced so many other people, right? And then, of course, you have them, you know, you have a lot of the morons on the left that are saying, well, you need to do it for the other people. No, 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 he doesn't. He needs to protect his own body because he doesn't agree with the jab, and he has that right. You have the right to abort a baby, but you don't have the right not to put something in your body. Oh, no, 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 that's not how it works. So I support Kyrie Irving on this point. What happened this weekend was a lot of people at the game were causing a ruckus, right? They were saying, let Kyrie play, let Kyrie play. I don't know who those people were. Maybe some of them were BLM. That's the thing. Part of all of this psychosis, what the Democrats are doing, this constant push, push, push for the tranny agenda, for the alphabet mafia agenda, for the jab agenda, it's creating a very unlikely for the hedge funds, the GameStop, all that stuff on Wall Street, right? Trying to shut down the average working people. This is causing a very unlikely coalition. I love it. It's very important. Here's the thing. Tucker has talked about it, and I got to find out who the guy was that came on his show. I have to do some research on that. A guy came on his show and demonstrated, and I talked about this on the show before on the radio. At the same time that the Occupy Wall Street movement, which happened after the crash, right? The Wall Street crash where all the Wall Street people were getting bailed out. Right, not the 99 percenters, but the one percenters, all the people that causes BS, they were getting bailed out. And then Occupy Wall Street came. The problem with Occupy Wall Street is that instead of being complete, and look, the right should have supported that. We have learned a lot in the past, you know, few years after Trump came on the scene to sort of rethink our steadfast positions on some of these things that were really just talking points from the think tanks and the people that got our money and the cruises and everything like that. That we're really not supporting any of the things that they claim to. You know, all the Bill Kristols, the Max Boots, and all those, all the stuff has to be reconsidered. But what he showed on this, on Tucker, is that at the very same time that the crash was happening and the Occupy Wall Street movement started, at the same time, in all of this race baiting stuff in the media started. It's no coincidence. And by the way, that was also when Obama was, you know, at the beginning of his presidency, right? So Obama, the first half black president, he deliberately stoked racial division. But at the same time, it really should have been, it was about the 99%. And if they had stuck with that, instead of letting all of these other fringe elements and groups getting attached onto that, they could have really started a movement. What happened was, is they actually started a ballot movement, because at Zuccotti Park, they were, all the freaks came in, all the homeless people came in, there was all these rapes, and all these Occupy Wall Street movements that were all over the country. They were funded, of course, by Soros and all the leftist groups. If they had kept it on economic issues, this would be a different country, and I could have actually supported that, because I totally agree with that. But what they did was the media started pushing race over class. It's the 99% encompasses all races. That's the point. They had to use, the media started pushing race at every possible turn. They knew that the people that run the country knew you had to divide people along racial lines to divert attention from the class issue. The issues, and by the way, under Obama, what happened? The economic divide was bigger than ever. With Trump, what happened was, is that in the lower economic spheres, they rose bigger than any other group. The working class, the blue collar, the the non-college educated grew bigger than any group. They grew and the upper income, their incomes decreased. So the wealth gap grew under Obama demonstrably, shrunk under Trump. And by the way, also the groups, the demographics that the Democrats claim to represent grew as well. Black economic situations improved, black youth unemployment, all the unemployment, lowest black unemployment in history, right? Also for, so that was something, black youth unemployment, Hispanic, Asian, and I do believe women as well, not the lowest, but very, very low unemployment, right? So all of these economic factors improved under Trump. Now under Biden, again, it's even bigger than with Obama. The wealth gap is bigger. One of the reasons is because of this disgusting pandemic and the big pharma. So it's no accident, right? It's no accident that all the big pharma executives are now on the Forbes 400. These things are not an accident. We need to pay attention. But if you want to divert attention from the economic issues, all you have to do is stoke racial division. And voila, that's what they did. BLM, all of this stuff is to divert attention. So what's happening is that these very unlikely coalitions are forming. And it's very important. I have always said from the beginning of the show and for a decade now, it has to be a multiracial coalition. You can't have, and this is why I've always complained, it's getting better on Fox, but I've always complained about Fox. You can't have white people talking about immigration. Only white people. It always will be presented as white against everybody else, white against brown, white against black. That's how the left portrays it. You have to show, and that's one of the reasons, you know, I had Jamil Shah Senior on my show to talk about with the issue of illegal immigration out of California. His son was murdered. I know I'm all over the place, but whatever. His son was murdered. He's black. His son's black. His wife is black, right? His son was murdered in California, in Los Angeles, Democrat-run city, Democrat-run state, specifically because he was black, while his mother was on her second tour of duty in Iraq. Once, you know, you should go back and listen to the show. Once they found out, okay, it was a gangbanger. He was let out early on a gun charge. He should have been in jail. But their code is to kill the first black person that they see. That's what he did. So he killed Jamil Shah Jr., right? Once the left in LA found out it was an illegal, they blew off Jamil Shah Jr., a senior, on the murder of his son, Jamil Shah Jr., to sort of figure out how they were going to not offend illegals. First of all, why do you have to think that all Hispanics, to offend Hispanics, why do you think all Hispanics identify with illegals? Why do you think blacks identify with illegal criminals who are black? And why do you think that all Hispanics identify with illegal alien criminals? This is part of the racism of the left, of the white liberal Democrats, but the Democrats in general. So they didn't care, right? Ice Cube did a video about it, which was great. But the issue of illegal immigration is never presented as black people dying or Hispanic people dying. It's all white people bitching about immigration because they don't like black and brown people. That's how it's always presented. That has to change. So when they're talking about illegal immigration, you need to show people who are quote unquote black and brown. I hate that phrase, but that's what the left uses, so I'll use it. All stripes, black, brown, Asian, gay, whatever it is, all the demographic groups that the Democrats claim to care about and support, you need to portray them. Don't just show white people bitching about illegal immigration because you're gonna lose the argument. So on the issue of CRT, critical race theory, totally anti-white. They originally portrayed it, and it was originally mostly white people bitching about it. So what does the media get to do? What does the left get to do? Oh, look at the white people bitching about, they don't want to hear anything about black issues. First of all, CRT is racist in general. It also is racist against black people because it says that they're oppressed. So why do you think all white black people are oppressed? That is racist. All of this, oh, black, saying, you know, the Smithsonian had this paper that said, oh, if you say being on time is racist, That's by proxy racist, because you're saying black people can't be on time. You're saying excellence is, to say excellence is racist, that's saying black people can't be excellent. So everything that they do in the name of anti-racism is actually racism. But it's not just racism against white people, it's racism is against black people. But my point is that it has to be a multi-racial coalition. And that's what's happening with CRT, with the anti, you know, the alphabet mafia and everything like that. So the good thing is what's happening is that these are issues that are causing a multiracial coalition. The left can't afford this. They need to balkanize and divide people by race. And if you have a multiracial coalition against the agenda that you're promoting, that's very bad. So whether it's Nicki Minaj coming out and talking, I don't know where she is, I wish she would come out again, talking about how she think, all she said was people, you know, she doesn't want the jab in her. She talked about her friend. All she said is people ought to be able to talk about it, and they freaked out, and they dismissed her and marginalized her, a strong black woman. Kyrie Irving is a black NBA player. The other black NBA players, they're marginalizing and dismissing them and trying to force them into the jab. Listen, keep up with it, because you're just creating the thing that is going to destroy you. I love it. I'm, you know, I hate the phrase, I'm here for it, but I'm here for it. So these are just some of the things that are going on. You know, we'll have to see. You know, I wanted to get the thing about the Fauci and the dogs. You know, all this stuff that's going on, the left always goes too far. We'll see whether or not. Oh, and I want to talk about Virginia. So again, the left always goes too far. So McAuliffe, they have the, you know, they steal everything, of course, and they're working on stealing it in Virginia. And they own Fairfax, which is where one out of seven of every votes. But here's the thing. This guy, Gruesome Newsom, should have never even been in danger. And, you know, I don't necessarily believe the numbers, but whatever. Okay, so they won in California. You know, he won the recall in California. Hopefully next year, they'll be able to work harder. They didn't really have a candidate except for a couple months to go against him. So working on, 2022, hopefully there'll be some decent candidates to come out, you know, and they can actually get their act together. But in Virginia, McAuliffe should not be in trouble at all. But what did he do? Instead of going along a reasonably moderate, way, he came out and said that parents should not be telling teachers what to teach their kids. Hello? Yes, they should. They have every right to do that. They pay the taxes for the salaries of the teachers. But by proxy, he supported this CRT stuff. So we'll have to see what happens with that. I'm praying. Oh my God. I mean, Youngkin is, apparently not very MAGA. But in Virginia, I'll take not so MAGA, not MAGA to my liking, over McAuliffe. That would be an earthquake of, I hate to say biblical proportions. But in Virginia, this is big. Here's the thing. Loudoun County is in Virginia. This multiracial coalition of pissed off parents against both the CRT agenda and the alphabet mafia agenda is in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is right outside of DC. That is a big, big, big deal. These parents, this is where the real hardcore activism is that's, inspiring the rest of the country. So hopefully, pray. And I hope, I've been tweeting out, I'm going to try to get them to do some kind of, activism call-in line that people all over the country can call and get these Republicans out there. You better vote. I don't care what anybody says. You get your asses out there and vote in Virginia. I don't care. I don't care. You don't love him. I don't care what. This is a big deal. We'll take not so red in Virginia. Okay, we need to take that state back. This is where Jefferson was born. It's where Washington was born. It's where all of the founding of the country came from. We need to take that state back. We'll work out the details later. You take back the legislature. If you win the governor's race, you take back the legislature. This is massive, massive. So get out and vote in Virginia and pray for that. But I'm hoping, like I said, they steal. But you saw Oblabla out there, no mojo left. He can't draw flies. Seriously. So see what happens. But anyway, so you're listening to Brooke Talks America, back in the saddle, baby. And, you know, I was on hiatus for a while. I think I had a touch of the woo flu and some other things going on, but we are working on getting this back steady and getting it out there, because we have to have strong conservative voices out there that don't play some MAGA, America First, new right fighters out there. This is what we need. New right fighters like Joe Kent, like Anthony Sabatini, like MTG, like our dude Jesse Kelly, who I love. And so that's what we're doing. So I want to thank you for listening, and please tell your friends. Check out my website, of course, Brooke Talks America, Brooke with an E, BrookeTalksAmerica.com, all my articles, all the previous podcasts. Please share with your friends. Got to get this information out there, strong talk, and build the coalition. Let's red pill everybody. Unfortunately, the black pill is probably going to do it, because the pain is coming with all this stuff. I'll be talking about it more, about the supply chain, all this stuff. You know, I talked a little bit about it with DeSantis, bringing the shipyards. Maybe that'll change stuff, but, you know, old Buttigieg screwing up. Oh, but at least he's gay right now. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're gay, you're black, you're tranny, any of that stuff. I don't care if you're female, you have a vagina and tetas. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care, can you do your job? So hopefully the gays out there are out there going, what the hell is Buttigieg doing while the supply chain? Because you're not getting your stuff either, okay? You identify as queer or you identify as a consumer, see? That's the choice sometimes. Anyways, so thank you for listening. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. And again, check out the website, BrookeTalksAmerica.com. Share with your friends, and we will see you next time.